and welcome back to the Real Estate BS audio blog. I am your host, Sir Ashley, and today's topic is the four ways to boost your credit score so you can buy a house. But before we jump into today's topic, I want to tell you who this audio blog is for and who I am and why you should listen to me. Well, this audio blog is for everyone. It's to give you tips and tricks no matter where you are in your real estate journey, and it's for first-time home buyers and real estate veterans alike, whether it be investors or agents. I truly believe that you could take these tips and tricks and use them and apply them in your real estate journey to get great results. And who I am? Well, again, I'm Sir Ashley Harrison. I am the author of a couple real estate books, and I'm a real estate investor and an agent based here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I am the founder of Sir Ashley Real Estate, as well as FairhouseOffer.net. FairhouseOffer.net is a real estate investment company that buys houses quickly and in as-is condition for anybody looking to sell their house the non-traditional way. And then Sir Ashley Real Estate is the traditional real estate agency that helps people that want to buy and sell property the traditional route with an agent. So if you know anybody looking to buy or sell real estate, please have them reach out to me. The contact details will be at the end of the episode. So now that that is out of the way, let's jump into today's topic, four ways to boost your credit score so you can buy a house. Now, when I talk about boosting your credit score, I want to make sure that your credit score is at least a 680 or above when you apply for your loans. Now, yes, you can get approved for a mortgage for a credit score much less than a 680, but if you do so, your interest rate for those loans will be very high and your monthly payments will be higher than they need to be. So if we boost your credit score to at least a 680, that will decrease the interest rate and therefore decrease your monthly payments and keep more money in your pockets. So the first thing you want to do to boost your credit score is to dispute the errors. Now, how you do so is I want you to reach out to all the three major credit bureaus. They're Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, and get a credit report from each one of those. Now, after you've gotten your credit report from each one of those places, I want you to go through it line by line and very meticulously. And I want you to dispute any errors there may be in your credit report. Now, they'll give you options to dispute via the phone or online or send a letter. I want you to dispute your credit report by sending a letter. Now, when you send that letter, I want you to get a delivery confirmation. Reason why is because once the credit bureaus receive your letter, they have 30 days to respond. And if they do not respond within those 30 days, that dispute will have to come off your credit report and that will boost your credit score up. The second way to boost your credit score is to get under your credit limit. Financial experts say that you should use no more than 30% of your credit limit. Now, for example, let's say you have a credit card limit of $1,000. You don't want to have your balance be anything over $300 for that credit card. Reason why, because as soon as it gets to $400 or $500 or even more, that negatively impacts your credit. Now, if you're in that situation, I want you to either double up on payments so you can get your credit card balance below or right at that 30%, or call the car company and ask for a credit limit increase to accomplish the same goals. Number three, the third way to increase or boost your credit score so you can buy a home is to get current on your payments. Now, it doesn't matter if you go through number one or number two, such as disputing the errors or getting under your credit limit, if you don't make timely monthly payments. Those 30, 60, 90 day delinquencies negatively affect your credit score. So please avoid it and make sure you make payments on time. Now, the fourth way to increase your credit score is something that is pretty unique and most people don't utilize this method, is I want you to add your rent to your credit file. Now, you can't do that on your own. You have to go through a third party, and I'm not getting any money by recommending these third parties, but you have to go through, well, you can use renttrack.com or rentreporters.com. That way, every month, month after month, you're paying rent. It actually goes on your credit report and boosts your credit score anywhere from, I've seen 10 points to about 35 points. While you may think that's not a lot, but I've seen so many people right on the cusp. They have a credit score right around a 640, 650, and the goal is to get them to that 680 so they're, in the eyes of the credit bureaus, at a good credit score rate. And that simple hack, such as reporting your rent to the credit agencies, accomplishes that. So that's it, fellas and ladies. I hope this was helpful. I hope you gained some insight on how to quickly boost your credit score. Again, let's go over it real quickly. Number one is dispute the errors on your credit report. Number two, get under your credit limit. Number three, get current on payments. And number four, add your rent to your credit file. If you have any questions or want to reach out or know somebody looking to buy a house and wants to fix their credit, please have them reach out to us. My personal email is sir@sirashley.com, or they can go to our website, sirashley.com or fairhouseoffer.net. They can also find me on social media at sir_realestate on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Feel free to reach out to me. And if you've gained any insight from this audio blog, feel free to share it with your friends and family and like and subscribe. Until next time, talk to you later.